This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour has become the first concert tour to gross over $1 billion. Swift not only broke Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road record, but she also achieved it in a shorter amount of time, 8 months. That's mostly due to the fact that Taylor performed in stadiums and Elton did it in arenas, so she beat his record swiftly. Oh, and insanely high ticket prices. Justin Timberlake performed for the first time since Britney's memoir was released at the grand opening of the Fontainebleau Las Vegas Hotel. He addressed the book's claims by simply saying, "No disrespect," before singing the couple's breakup song, "Cry Me a River." Seen at the show were Kim Kardashian, Bill Gates, Tom Brady, Cher, Lenny Kravitz, Kendall Jenner, and, who cares? Cardi B is single after splitting from her husband, Offset. He was accused of sleeping with reality TV star Krishan Rock, and Cardi B's taking the gossip seriously as a sign that it's time for her to move on. She said, quote, "I want to start 2024 fresh, open. I'm curious for a new life, for a new beginning," unquote. Okay. Brrr. Oh boy, looks like Kanye West has lost it again. At a press conference in Las Vegas, Kanye went on various unhinged rants, re-emphasizing his desperate battle with mental health issues. He made anti-Semitic remarks, and he even tried to make an odd connection to religion by shouting, "Jesus, Hitler, yay!" Yeah. Cuckoo! Not everyone's a fan of Kim Kardashian's holiday decorations. Nope. She was criticized after she showed off her hallway filled with white Christmas trees. In her Instagram clip, Kardashian walked down an aisle of the frosted trees in her $60 million Hidden Hills mansion, with some saying that it was ugly or tacky. Hey, tis the season to be nasty.
Dead or alive?
Kat Dennings starred as Max along with Beth Bears in the TV sitcom Two Bro Girls from 2011 to 2017. Dead or alive? Alive. Dennings tied the knot with musician Andrew WK in a small wedding held in the couple's LA backyard. Guests including Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song attended the garden nuptials. New details have been released about the recent car crash involving actor Michael B. Jordan. It appears that Jordan was driving his Ferrari recklessly while racing another Ferrari on Sunset Boulevard, one of the busiest streets in LA. He swerved, then overcorrected, and smashed into a parked car. Now the crash is under investigation and charges could be pending. Uh-oh. 18 companies have cut ties with Sean Diddley Combs following the string of sexual abuse allegations brought against the music mogul. Fashion brand House of Takura founder Annette Najao said, quote, "We take the allegations against Mr. Combs very seriously and find such behavior abhorrent and intolerable," unquote. Dumb, diddly dumb. Intimacy coordinators are on Hollywood sets to ensure performers are comfortable during love scenes. Uh-huh. Jennifer Aniston, though, didn't want one for her scene with Jon Hamm during season 3 of The Morning Show. Aniston said that she never felt uncomfortable with director Mimi Later, and Jon was a perfect gentleman. Huh. So no Hamm slam.
Idiot of the Week.
Kanye West continues to piss people off, this time over fashion, wearing a hood that bared a strong resemblance to a KKK hood. Only his was black. Ye showed up with the headpiece at one point during his Vultures album listening event in Miami, previewing his music at the late night event during Art Basel. As usual, idiot! Britney Spears and her family may finally be making peace with each other after years of family drama. We did a double take when photos showed the singer's mom, Lynn, joining Britney's 42nd birthday celebrations. Lynn, 68, was a guest at the bash thrown by the star's manager, Kate Hudson. Britney posted, "Time heals all wounds. For now." Rapper 2 Chainz was rushed to the hospital after he got into a car accident in Miami. In a video clip he posted, he showed himself getting loaded into the back of an ambulance on a stretcher. He suffered neck injuries and body bruising and is in stable condition at the hospital. Wow, he still took the time to film himself while injured and posted on social media. Ugh. Dancing with the Stars' Allison Hannigan, who finished in fifth place with her professional dance partner Sasha Farber, posted before and after photos and said, quote, "I lost 20 pounds of both weight and emotional baggage," unquote. Former judge Len Goodman, still dead, said, quote, "I've lost more," unquote. Kevin Costner, 68, showcased his new romance, posting photos of Jewel, 49, wrapping his arms around her waist with a smile. The pair were in the British Virgin Islands as part of a tennis fundraiser for the Grammy winner's Inspiring Children Foundation. Looks like Costner's Johnson was inspired too, along with his family, Jewels. Today's Trash Bin is dedicated to UK DJ Huey, who was a big fan of the show and especially Trash Bin. R.I.P. The Trash Bin. Reality TV's Todd Chrisley, now in prison for tax evasion, claims the Florida facility he's in is filthy. A ceiling was torn out due to black mold, and a dead cat dropped down onto his food. Welcome to prison, Todd.
The news wrap-up.
McDonald's will be opening new small-format restaurants under the name Cosmic with either small to no dining rooms. Tesla has recalled almost every car it has sold in the U.S. to fix a defective autopilot feature. More than 15% of teens say they're on YouTube or TikTok almost constantly. The popular dating app Tinder has turned 10 years old. And you're still swiping?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Wonka, starring Timothy Chalamet, is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday 2 is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Liz Cheney's Oath and Honor is the top-selling nonfiction book.
After releasing her debut EP, Oh, The Places You'll Go, in 2020, Doechii rose to prominence with the viral success of her song Yucky Blucky Fruitcake on TikTok in 2021. She then released her second EP, She, Her, Black Bitch, and since then has had commercial success with the song Persuasive featuring SZA. Doechii was awarded the Rising Star Award from Billboard Women in Music in 2023 and has received nominations for 2 MTV Video Music Awards, a BET Award, and 2 Soul Train Music Awards. And now, she has a new track that's rising up the charts, which we love. Here's Doechii with the Song of the Week, What It Is.
What it is, oh, what's up? Every good girl needs a little thug. Every black boy needs a little love. If you put it down, I'ma pick it up, up, up. Can't you see it's just me and you? Panoramic view, that's my point of view, babe. All about me, that's the energy. That's that lemon pepper thing, I'm a 10-piece, baby. Bedroom fully in a bando. He gon' make it flip, do it with no handles. Never switch your sides, only switching angles. Ooh, we go crazy like Rambo. What it is, oh, what's up? Every good girl needs a little thug. Every black boy needs a little love. If you put it down, I'ma pick it up, up, up. What it is, oh, what's up? Every good girl needs a little thug. Every black boy needs a little love. If you put it down, I'ma pick it up, up, up.
That was Doechii with the Song of the Week, What It Is. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.